You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio for another Audio Described Theatre Review, as I am joined again by Vidar Yarding, MBE Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands. Hi Vidar, how are you?
Very well, Toby, and I hope you are as well.
We have iconic characters, razor-sharp wit and killer songs this week as the current tour of Mean Girls the Musical visited the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre. So, Vidar, how much did you enjoy this teen comedy musical on tour following on from its West End debut at the Savoy Theatre with Mean Girls at the Grand?
Well, I must admit, I wasn't quite sure what to expect, but it was ultimately quite fun, I'm sure I raised the age profile in the audience considerably, but it was nonetheless a lot of fun, a lot of well-sung, well-acted, well-danced material on stage, great audio description from Sue Redding, and it was a lot of entertainment for the afternoon.
Well, in Mean Girls, we follow Katie Herron as she navigates the pecking order inside an American high school after being brought up in Kenya and being homeschooled too. And in an attempt to make friends, she is pulled towards the plastic, Regina, Gretchen and Karen, who rule North Shore High and who will burn anyone who gets in their way. Katie might know a thing or two about the survival of the fittest thanks to her zoologist parents, but high school is a whole new level of savage. When Katie decides to make a plan to end Regina's reign, she learns that to do this, she has to sort of, I suppose, in a way, cut across Regina's reign and finds out that to cross a queen bee, she has to get stung herself too. So underneath all that sort of, I suppose, teenage angst and everything else, there's a true story of, I suppose, what teenage, I suppose, people feel and their sort of loneliness and that desire of, I suppose, wanting to belong as well.
I think that's what makes it so popular, Toby, exactly that. People can identify with the challenges of teenage life. Life and the problems and the excitement that that period of your life brings.
And there's some great choreography, making full use of the whole ensemble with opportunities for individual characters to shine and some great songs, as I say, which I suppose blend a lot of comedy and I suppose true emotional weight with them too. And within the choreography, as well as some really sort of bright and, you know, sort of good ensemble pieces, there are also some fine sort of details within the choreography. Did that come across in the audio description for you, Vidar?
Very much so, and you're right to highlight the importance of choreography. And without audio description, this would have been completely lost on me. I could enjoy the music, could enjoy the singing, could enjoy the acting, but dancing, obviously, we've talked about before, Toby, is something that without proper, clear, incisive audio description, I would miss out on, and many visually impaired patrons besides. And Sue did a great job in bringing that to life and describing the excellent onstage dancing and choreography forms.
And a solid cast for Mean Girls, and maybe a bit of a shout out for Faye Tosa from Steps, who I think played three characters in Mean Girls.
Correct. She was very busy and very talented and brought a lot to the show.
So to sum up, Vidar, would you say that Mean Girls the Musical is a vibrant and polished production that might lean heavily on nostalgia, but in all the right ways, that has enough in it for audiences to enjoy?
I think it certainly does, and I think it's good to bring yourself out of your comfort zone. I didn't really know what I was going to see. I hadn't seen the film beforehand. I thought I might find it boring or something that wouldn't work for me, but it was entertaining, it was fun, it was thought-provoking, and I think it's good to stretch yourself when you're going to see something that you haven't seen before.
Well, for more about the current tour of Mean Girls the Musical, do visit meangirlsmusical.com. Next time, Vidar, I think you'll be reviewing Matilda the Musical.
Absolutely, looking forward to reviewing that with you and listeners and seeing it at the Hippodrome very soon.
Thank you so much indeed, Vidar, for sharing your audio described review of Mean Girls the Musical at the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre.
My pleasure, Toby. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.